We're now joined by the head coach of the Lady Mustangs of Tri-County High School in Rick Willett. It's not a victory, but we've talked throughout the season here with Grundy, with Gilman City, with Tri-County, with Mercer, some of the teams in the HDC Conference. When you're running to North Harrison, you know you're playing right now the premier team in the conference, and all things considered, coach, and I know it's tough to get some offense going against their pitcher, but you're real competitive in that game against North Harrison 5 days ago.
Yeah, we played, I thought, really well. And, you know, we had a couple unforced errors, but, again, it was just hard to get runners on base and make contact. In fact, we only had one runner get on base, and that was by hit pitch. Anything we put in play, they fielded and got in there. But we did the same. My pitcher, my freshman pitcher, Carly Turner, did real well. One strikeout, one walk. The rest we were fielding in that. So, yeah, it was. For us, it's been a long time that we stayed that close to North Harrison, where you weren't 10-run or 15-run. So I was very pleased with the performance, and we would just go back and work a little harder and get our sticks to hit. But that was a quality pitcher.
Is it one of the Craig girls doing the pitching for North Harrison this year?
Emma can, but it was the Reinhardt girl that
gotcha.
Pitched against us.
So, you know, you mentioned your freshman pitcher doing well. You can look at somebody on the opposite side from there, especially when it's a freshman on your side, and she can pick up a lot from a pitcher that of that quality.
Oh, yeah. You know, as you're trying to explain to him, it's just not about throwing it down the middle of the plate. You know, there's off-speed, pitch placement, those type of things, and their pitcher was doing a nice job on that, so our hitters have to adjust. And for my young pitcher, it's to see that when that's being done on them and the changeup and stuff, to understand when you're talking about what pitching really is. You just don't get out there and throw. There's some mental aspects to it. And so it was done really well.
Yeah, that's there's a girl at Princeton I saw pitch for the first time last week against Trenton. In fact, I'd imagine that Crone's probably going to pitch tonight. I'm going over Gallatin to call that game on 101.7. The thing I've heard about Lauren is that she's so smart. She will see where if somebody fouls a ball off on her, and she knows just on the direction of the foul ball immediately where the next pitch needs to go, and you're right, that's pitching.
Oh, yeah, that's quality. And, you know, and then when they get ahead in the count, they'll waste a pitch and see if you're going to go chase it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's just really smart. And of course, Coach Craig up there is really good with them and knows what to do. And it's just a really solid team. So you really see how good your program's coming along and how well you compete against North Harris.
Was it death by a big inning, coach, or was it death by just one run here, one run there, and then putting seven on the board?
No, we gave up three in the first inning. You know, we had a couple unforced errors there, and I had to go out and just settle the team down. You could tell they were anxious and just say, hey, relax. And so a couple innings where they got it. The other innings it was a pretty quick game because it would go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, both sides there for a while. So I think at 4 it was 3-0 still, that type of thing.
I know it's 7-0, but in the grand scheme of things too, I think it's another sign of how far your program has come, because that's as competitively as you've played North Harrison in many years.
Boy, I think in a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a long time where we haven't been 10-run or 15-run on them. So yeah, and the kids were pretty excited about it. And again, their whole thing after the game as we go through reflection was, we got to be better hitters. We got to be more selective, not help the pitcher out. So they understand what they need to do, and it's a matter of getting them ready to do it.
Right, and that's the whole thing, too, is you can laud praises on the work done by North Harrison and how good the pitcher is and this and that, but at some point, if you're going to start winning those games, you got to put the bat on the ball.
Correct, yeah. I mean, to win a game, you got to score some runs.
Exactly.
You know, you don't win too many games without any runs. So, and they know that, and it's a matter of just working at it and becoming better hitters and understanding what the pitcher's going to do to you when you're facing a quality pitcher. So,
it sounds like the difficulty that the girls had against her wasn't necessarily the speed she was throwing at, but it was the change of speeds.
Yeah, I think the pitch placement, smart pitching, knowing where to get the kids to chase, because we had some kids chase some bad pitches, and that wasn't because she was purposely, you know, she was throwing it out there on them. She was ahead in the count to see if they'd chase it, and they went and chased it.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. So it's a fine line where you want your hitters to be aggressive, but you got to be smart about it.
So, and this is an interesting discussion because you're trying to improve that specific aspect of the team. That's kind of the next step that you need to take. Is there a big part of if you're going against some of the elite pitchers that you're trying to get to the level of being able to hit against them? Is it about reading pitches out of the hand or just trying to outguess them? What are the things that you can do to improve against high level pitching the girls' ability to put the ball in play?
It's the mental aspect, at least my opinion. It's the mental aspect that you understand what the count is on you, what the pitcher has by watching her, and them communicating with each other. You know, my batters in that, understanding, hey, she likes to do this, this is the tendency, be careful of those things, and realize, okay, if it's two strikes on me, she might waste a pitch here. Mm-hmm. So be cautious and patient, and if I'm hitting on her timing, I might get the change up here, those type of things. You know, just so you get into that science of hitting, and instead of just getting up there and expecting a strike and I'm going to try to hit it, understand what that quality pitcher is going to do to you. And how she's approaching the game, you've got to get inside her head to understand how she's going to attack you, where your weaknesses are, that type of stuff.
On the line here with Coach Rick Willett over at Tri-County, his team not playing tonight. They're going to play Thursday. We'll get to that game here in a little bit. It has to be just rewarding, and I know every coach out there, and especially players, they'd rather have a game than have practice. But with all the rain last week, it was just really soggy. I know the football game over at Gallatin Friday night, it was just a very soggy track. So just able to get back out on the field and practice and you know, get rid of some of that rust, that has to be beneficial this week.
Yeah, I'm all for it. It's like you say, you know, you like to play games, but you got to have practice so we can work on things and improve on them and get ready for our next big game and those type of things. So, yeah, we need the practice, and that's a good thing.
So, big picture, are you talking about the fact that you're a number two seed in the conference tournament on Saturday, and you'd like another shot at North Harrison and see if you can improve against North Harrison? Is that looking too far out there, Coach, where you really want the girls to take things one game at a time, or what's kind of the discussion right now?
I want them to take it one game at a time. Like I said, we got Gilman, and they're a tough team. We got them Thursday night at their place. And they're the three seed in our tournament. We need to be worried about Thursday's game, and then we'll just take each game as we get in the tournament when we go there. I don't want them thinking too much out there in front of the next thing you know, all of a sudden those are all gone.
And Gilman's a rival game, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thrill to record
and
up.
Like I said, last year there were tough games, and there'll be tough games this year.
So, conference tournament up at Eagleville. Obviously, as you said, when you're the number two seed, at some point you want to play the number one, but you got to get through games in order to get to that point. Who's your first game, and who's it against, and when is it, Coach?
We play 9:00 against Winston up in Eagleville, and then the winner of that game will take on the winner of the Gilman Mercer game.
So, are there seven teams? Is that a correct number?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
It's 2-7 matchup then in the first round.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 2-7, 3-6, and 4-5, and the one seed has a bye.
So you don't have a game tonight, which is rare for Tuesday night, and even you know last night usually there's games too, but the Novinger game, I think they had a conference game to make up, so that got canceled, right?
Yeah, that's what happened. Okay. Yep, they had to make up a conference game like we would too if we missed one.
Other than that, so you got a game Thursday, you might have three, maybe more than that, games on Saturday. You go to Galtz on Monday, and you go to Pattonsburg. That looks like next Thursday. You guys will be busy once you get things going.
Yeah, and that's why we got to take advantage of this time to practice and train, because once we get going, we got a lot of games.
How close is your team, Coach? Because we talked about the fact that just it's kind of the hitting thing right now against elite pitching that we've kind of concentrated on. How close is your team to taking another big step in their level?
I think we are real close, real close. And the kids want to be good, and they're not afraid of working at it. But the point is, we have got to be able to score runs against these quality teams. You know, and by that I mean 3 to 4 runs, those type of things. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to come by, and then we just can't give up that many runs. And so we can't make those unforced errors. But we're, in my opinion, we're very close.
Head Coach Rick Willett of the Tri-County Mustangs, as we're recording this, it's 3:15. I know he'd like to get out to the practice diamond. So, Coach, have a good practice tonight, and good luck with that game against the Hawks coming up on Thursday.
Oh, thank you very much.